الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected listeners, brothers, sisters, elders and young ones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy and kindness, Allah has blessed us with this Mubarak month of Ramadan and now the last 10 days and 10 nights. And despite tonight being an even night, the 26th night, our job, our task is still to search for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our endeavor is to polish our hearts, to cleanse and purify our hearts, to imbibe in our lives the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the Qur'an and the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kalam of Allah, the teachings of Allah, the commands of Allah, and to develop in our hearts the true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, last night we discussed the importance of khushu and khudu in salah, the concentration, humility and devotion when a person is reading salah. And alhamdulillah, many people had found it beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the explanation that we had given. Allah give all of us tawfiq of making amal and bringing the khushu in our salat. And I've decided tonight to speak on the tahajjud salah and the importance of the tahajjud salah and the beauty of the tahajjud salah, the benefits of the tahajjud salah. The tahajjud is generally read at late part of the night, a time of khalwa, solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a special sense of delight, enjoyment, sweetness in this serene time, in this very peaceful and calm, tranquil time, the dead of the night. And the mashayikh used to mention, sururul mu'min wa ladhatuhu fil khalwa بِمُنَاجَاتِ سَيِّدِهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. He said, the happiness of a believer in solitude is when he is engaged in a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his master. When he is in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is searching for his beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salient feature or a very great emphasized sunnah in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna nashi'ata al-layli hiya ashaddu wat'a wa aqwa muqila. Qum al-layla illa qalila. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layla illa qalila. And also sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahja'un. Tatajafa junubuhum 'ala al-madaji' yad'un rabbahum khawfan wa tama'a wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Various verses showing that the Sahaba would remain aloof, away from their beds. They would sleep very little at night. They would be engaged in dua, in supplication, out of fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having a desire to gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tahajjud salah is something that all of us need to bring in our lives. And alhamdulillah, I'm aware that many, many brothers and sisters, mashallah, are regular with the tahajjud. Let us bring some beauty to our tahajjud, like how we explain about khushu in salat. So this khushu must come in with tahajjud salah as well. And for those who are finding it difficult to read tahajjud salah, then let us listen to these important advices. Inshallah, inshallah, if we make an effort, we will also be included in those who are regarded as the tahajjud guzar. May Allah make me amongst them, make all of you amongst them, inshallah. We are all the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We submit to Allah ta'ala's commandments. He is our master. And we spoke about submission. Ya alam ya'mini alladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah. So there is a submission of the believer to Allah, his master, during the day and during the night. And at night, generally a person retires to bed, he is tired. And of course, Sharia definitely not only allows you, but tells you to go and rest. But part of the night, and this is that time of khalwa, solitude. This is what Allah Ta'ala spoke about in Surah Muzammil and various other verses. And this was when Rasulullah was instructed to stand up and rise at night, in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a means of demonstrating one's true, genuine muhabba, love and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is the time when generally he is tired, he's been to sleep. He's been working whole day long. He needs to rest. And now he sacrifices his sweet sleep for the sake of his most beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Allah who he claims and professes that he loves. Now is the time to show the true love. During the day it's possible, it's easy. Everybody was engaged in salah, various salah times. But at night now, it is an additional prayer. A nafil, an optional prayer. It's not farz. So now his real muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes clear and evident. And the time of tahajjud is a very serene time. Everything is silent. Everything is still. And this peaceful time is exclusively for you and your Allah. For you and your Allah. And this is the time when you'll wake up, you'll rise from your bed, and you'll make wudu, and you'll spread out your musalla. And in the silence and privacy, you'll be engrossed in talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be engrossed in your salat, and in supplication, in dua, and in tilawat, you'll be reciting verses in your tahajjud salah. And there is great enjoyment and sweetness in this communion. Something that is not easy to describe. And therefore the mashayikh have mentioned it surpasses all the other enjoyments and the amusements that people find in the world. The ladhat people get in this world can never, never, never be compared to that ladhat and that enjoyment when the abid, when this servant has rolled out his prayer mat, his musalla at night, and now he's engaged in tahajjud salah. He has suppressed his desires. He's kept his desires in control, and he's made an extra effort now. And it is that time of the night when the tongue, the eye, the ear, the heart, they all are working in harmony. The tongue is reciting. The ear is listening, the heart is absorbing. There was a person, and he said that once he went to the marketplace where at that time slaves were being sold. So he goes and somebody is shouting out there that this slave girl, she's got no defects. So he looks at her and he purchases her. And he takes her to his house. And when they go home, it is during the day, so he presents some food to her. So she responds to her master. And she says, Wallahi ya mawlaya, ma ra'aytu ahadan fi darina akala naharan qattu. She says, "Oh my master, Allah's qasam, I have never seen any person in our home eating during the day." What did she mean? That they used to be fasting regularly. So it was, she was fasting during the day. So we don't eat during the day because we are fasting. Nonetheless, in the evening, he presented her supper, her dinner. She ate from there. And after some time, she tells the master, "Ya Mawlai, baqiyat laka khidma, is there any service that is still required from me? You need me to do anything else?" He says, "La, no, nothing." So she tells him, "Fada'ni li khidmati Mawlai al-Akbar." Now, leave me alone to be in the service of my greatest master. You are my master in this world, or you are my master now because I'm your slave, but I've got a master who is greater than you and more superior to you, and that is Rabbul Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, "Naam, no problem, go ahead." So she went to her room, and he says, she was engaged in salah. He said, "I had performed my Isha, I went to sleep. When one third of the night passed, she comes to his door, she knocks on the door. فَقُلْتُ لَهَا مَا تُرِيدِينَ So I asked her, "What do you want?" She said, "Ya Mawlaya, أَمَا لَكَ حَظٌّ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ Don't you want to read some tahajjud salah?" He said, "No." So she went away. After some time, when it was midnight now, she comes back, knocks on the door. And she says, so he asks her, "What's the problem?" She says, "Well, master, all those in tahajjud salah are now engaged in the practice of reciting tahajjud." So he said, "I responded to her, say, I'm very tired. I'm like a wood, like a log at night. I'm too tired." So she said, "Ya Waila." Any case, she was disappointed and she goes away. And she continues her salat, her tahajjud. فَلَمَّا بَقِيَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ أَثُرُثُ الْآخِرِ When the last one third of the night remained, ضَرَبَتْ الْبَابِ Now she struck the door, she knocked on the door, and then she immediately said, أَمَا دَعَاكَ الْإِشْتِيَاقُ إِلَى مُنَاجَاتِ الْمَلِكِ الْخَلَّاقِ Has the desire not come within you to go and converse and to be in communion with the Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the King of all kings? قُمْ خُذْ لِنَفْسِكَ مَكَانًا She says, "Rise, O my master, and take your share of tahajjud as well. فَقَدْ سَبَقَكَ الْخُدَّامِ The attendants, all the other workers have beaten you. They have preceded you already. They have spent much more time already in tahajjud salat. Wake up, rise, and go and perform your tahajjud salat." This was, imagine, a slave girl. And this was very common among the slaves also. That tahajjud salat. They knew that there was something in tahajjud salat. The great benefits of tahajjud salah. Da'bu salihin in the hadith is mentioned. This is the practice of all the pious people. You won't find any pious servant, any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not reading tahajjud salah. Tahajjud is part and parcel of every wali's life. May Allah make it possible for us as well. Then it is a means of gaining qurba to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means of becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means of a person's sins being wiped off, subhanallah. You're reading tahajjud, you're getting proximity to Allah ta'ala, and your sins are being forgiven. And also tahajjud, Allah has kept such an effect, such an athar, ta'athir in it, that it actually becomes a deterrent from committing sins. Tahajjud salat has such a special effect on the heart, the spiritual heart of the person, that it enables the person then to refrain from sins.
Ulama have mentioned various other benefits as well. It helps to remove the illnesses of the physical body as well. Then ulama have mentioned that it brings an effulgence, a special nur on the face of the person reading tahajjud. And you find it. The person tahajjud you can make out from his face is that extra glow, a shine. Ulama have mentioned that also by reading tahajjud salat, a person will be given the honor of seeing Allah Ta'ala in Jannah. Subhanallah. In the verse that they mentioned, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some ulama have mentioned that a person will be seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because, in Jannah, because he read tahajjud in this world. It is a time, as one person mentioned, that all the kings of the world, all of them have shut their doors. At night, all the kings, the presidents and all, they all gone to retire to bed. All are sound asleep. أغلقت الملوك أبوابها. وَبَابُكَ مَفْتُوحٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. But oh Allah, your door is open for the beggars. The night has fallen. Stars are now twinkling in the sky. Eyes are closed. وَأَنْتَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. Allah, you are all living. Allah, you are never overtaken by sleep and slumber. And then he says, the beds have been folded. In other words, now the person has risen. وَخَلَىٰ كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ بِحَبِيبِهِ. It's a time for the lover to be with his beloved. وَاللَّهِ إِن تَرَتَّنِي عَنْ بَابِكَ فَإِلَىٰ بَابِ مَنْ أَلْتَجِئِ. Allah, if you close your door upon me now, then whose door can I seek refuge at? وَإِنْ قَطَعْتَنِي عَنْ خِدْمَتِكَ فَخِدْمَةُ مَنْ أَرْتَجِي. Allah, if you cut me off from serving you and being present at your khidmat now, ya Allah, then who's khidmat? Who can I serve then? إِنْ عَذَّبْتَنِي إِلَهِ فَإِنِّي مُسْتَحِقٌ الْعَذَابُ وَالنِّقَمُ. Allah, if you punish me, I deserve it. But Allah, وَإِنْ عَفَوْتَ عَنِّي, if you forgive me, فَأَنْتَ أَهْلُ الْجُودِ الْكَرَمِ. You are most generous, most kind, most forgiving. لَكَ أَخْلَسَ الْعَارِفُونَ. Those who are your arifin, those who have got your ma'rifat, your recognition, your true lovers, wallah, they are the sincere ones. They are sincere and genuine and loyal to you, my Allah. وَبِفَضِّكَ نَجَى الصَّالِحُونَ. And the pious have gained salvation through your grace. And then he says, وَبِرَحْمَتِكَ أَنَابَ الْمُقَصِّرُونَ. It is your sheer mercy, your mercy upon us, the sinners, that we are able to turn to you in this part of the night. يَا جَمِيلَ الْعَفْوِ أَذِقْنِي بَرْدَ عَفْوِكَ وَحَلَاوَةَ مَغْفِرَتِكَ. Oh Allah, O most forgiving, and the one who forgives in such a beautiful way. One is, you do something wrong, and you ask for maaf. Okay, I made you maaf. Alright, go now. Allah does not do that. Allah forgives with such delight. Allah forgives in such a pleasing manner. In such a sweet manner. Allah, let me enjoy the sweetness of your forgivenesses. وَإِن لَمْ أَكُنْ أَهْلًا لِذَٰلِكَ فَأَنْتَ أَهْلُ التَّقْوَى وَأَهْلُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Allah, if I'm not deserving of this, ya Allah, you are the one who deserves and ought to be feared. And you are the one in whose hand is mercy and forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive me. Respected listeners, the Tahajjud Salah, as I mentioned, has got great, great, great virtue. It is mentioned in the riwayat of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when a person sleeps at night, then shaitan comes and he ties 3 knots at the back of his head, at his nape. And he ties a knot and he blows and he says, عليك ليل طويل فارقد. Have a long night sleep. Sleep. And if the person wakes up at night, فذكر الله, and he just says سبحان الله الحمد لله, he remembers Allah Ta'ala, then one knot becomes unfastened. If he goes and makes wudu, then another knot is unfastened. And then if he engages in tahajjud salah, then the third knot is also unfastened. And then after reading tahajjud salah, it is mentioned, فَأَصْبَحَ النَّشِيطًا طَيِّبًا النَّفْسِ. The entire day, this man who woke up in that late hours of the night for tahajjud salah, he sacrificed his sweet sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him physical strength during the day, and he rises in a happy condition, طَيِّبًا النَّفْسِ. And nashitan, energetic. You won't find him yawning and stretching and half sleepy still. That happens when the person misses tahajjud. وَإِلَّا أَصْبَحَ خَبِيثًا نَفْسِ كَسْلَانٍ. Rasulullah mentions, the man who misses tahajjud, you'll find him very lazy during the day. Rasulullah encourages to read tahajjud. Husband and wife also. He said, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ رَجُلًا قَامَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَلَّى وَإِيقَظَ إِمْرَأَتَهُ فَصَلَّتْ. He said, may Allah have mercy. May Allah have mercy upon that husband, that man who stood up for tahajjud salat. And he read his tahajjud and he woke his wife up. And then she also read. And if she was finding difficult to wake up, then very gently he sprinkled some droplets of water to wake up. And he says, similarly, may Allah have mercy upon that woman that who stood up for tahajjud salat. And then she awakens her husband. And if he refuses, then she takes a few droplets, just sprinkle some water with love. And so that he may stand up and also read his tahajjud salat. Rasulullah mentioned, as Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu mentioned in the hadith, he says, مَنِ اسْتَيْقَظَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ فَصَلَّ يَا رَكْعَتَيْنِ جَمِيعًا. Both husband and wife, when they woke up at night and they read tahajjud salat, كُتِبَا. Both are recorded min al-dhakirin Allah kathir wa dhakirat. In the eyes of Allah, in the books, they are recorded as those who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. In abundance, subhanallah. When Rasulullah went to Medina Munawwara, he made hijrat from Makkah to Medina, that Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, the very first thing he heard, he said, kana awwala shay'in sami'tu min Rasulullah an qal. The very first thing I heard from Rasulullah was the following, ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam wa at'imu at'am wa silu al-arham wa sallu bil-layl wa an-nasu niyam tadkhulu al-jannata bi-salam. He says, spread salam, assalamu alaykum, assalamu alaykum, assalamu alaykum. Feed the hungry, the poor, feed people, and join family ties. And fourthly, he said, and read the tahajjud salat at night when everybody is sound asleep. You do these four things, you will enter jannat with peace and ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy with that person. Allah smiles at that person who stood up at night. It was a cold winter's night. And he folded his bedding. He made his wudu. And then he stood up in tahajjud salah. فَيَقُلْ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لِمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَلَّ. Then tells the angels, مَا حَمَلَ عَبْدِي هَذَا عَلَى مَا صَنَعَ. What has spurred the servant of mine to fold his bedding and to wake up in this cold night and make wudu and come? فَيَقُولُونَ. The angels reply, رَبَّنَا وَاللَّهُ رَجَّأَ مَا عِنْدَكَ. He's got hopes in your mercy. And he's got fear of your azab. فَيَقُولْ. Allah says, فَإِنِّي قَدْ أَعْطَيْتُهُ مَا رَجَى. Whatever hopes he has from me, I've granted it to him. وَأَمَّنْتُهُ مِمَّا يَخَافُ. Whatever fears he has, I have given him safety and peace from those fears. So respected listeners, we can see there are great, great, great virtues of reading tahajjud salat. Ulama have mentioned that there are asbab, means. If a person tries and adopts these means, inshallah, he will engage in tahajjud salat. Many times, if I tried very hard or I couldn't wake up, but if you do the following things, inshallah, it will assist us to wake up for tahajjud salat. And number one, they mentioned qillatu ta'am wa adamu al-iksar minhu. We should not eat too much. Don't overeat. Eat that which is sufficient. If a person overeats,
then his body will feel heavy, he'll become lethargic, he'll feel sleepy, and then he will find it very difficult to wake up for tahajjud salat. Secondly, try and spend a few minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You don't need to spend 1 hour during the day and have a siesta, qaylula, as you say, qaylula, the afternoon nap. 10, 15 minutes is sufficient. So by doing this, it will assist us to wake up for tahajjud, inshaAllah. Then the third thing they mentioned, very important, is tarkul ma'asi, abandoning sins. You know, the great muhaddith, the giant scholar, the sage of his time, Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmatullahi alayhi, says that there was a period in my life for approximately 5 months I was deprived of tahajjud salah. بِذَنْبٍ أَذْنَبْتُ, because of one guna I did. Somebody asked him, what was the sin you did? Respected listeners, let us listen very carefully. قَلَ رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا يَبْكِي, I saw one man crying one day, perhaps in salat or dua, and he was crying. فَقُلْتُ نَفْسِي, so I just thought to myself, هَذَا, this man, مُرَائِن, he's just doing it out of show. He's not genuine, he's not sincere, he wants everybody to praise him. He's crying out of show, out of ostentation. Just this thought deprived me of reading tahajjud for 5 months. Allahu Akbar. My respected listeners, imagine what goes through our mind. How we condemn, ridicule, laugh, mock at, make ghibat, carry tears, think low of others. May Allah protect us. Then ulama have said, consume that which is halal. And consuming halal has an effect on our du'as as well. When a person eats haram, then he'll be deprived of the tahajjud salah. Other things ulama have mentioned is, our bedding shouldn't be too soft. The more softer the bedding, the more difficult it is to wake up for tahajjud salah. Then very important is to have ikhlas, sincerity. We must be genuine. Have this firm niyat. Don't just say, no, nah, inshallah, I'll wake up. No. It must be a firm inshallah, a firm determination, that I really want to wake up and make those necessary attempts. Put your alarm clock, etc. Tell somebody who wakes up for tahajjud, please get me up, etc. Like how we wake up for sehri. We are afraid if we don't wake up for sehri, we'll be hungry the whole day. Like that, try and rise for tahajjud. Then of course, we have to bear in mind the various ahadith that I explained that show the fadilat, the virtues of tahajjud salat. If we have this in mind, then inshallah it will become easy for us. It will be easy for us to wake up for tahajjud. Ulama have explained also, they have said that beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you go to sleep, ask Allah to wake you up for tahajjud salat. Oh Allah, don't deprive me of waking up for tahajjud salat. Ya Allah, you give me the tawfiq and get me up for tahajjud salat. So inshallah if we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, gradually we find ourselves waking up for tahajjud salat. Then some of the ulama have mentioned that you should ponder at night, Nabiyyuka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qama wa anta tanam. Your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ma'asum, rahmatul alameen, used to stand up for tahajjud, and you are sound asleep? How is that possible? So just this thought also, that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such an effort, then I should also wake up for tahajjud. So these are some of the things that ulama have mentioned, asbab, some ways of, inshallah, if we adopt these means, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give us the tawfiq of tahajjud. And there are some things if we do, as I said, overeating, etc., will deprive us of tahajjud. Amongst those things, very importantly, ulama mentioned that you see, your heart must not have any malice for any person. Having malice in your heart will deprive you of tahajjud salat. So your heart has to be free. Salamatul qalb anil hiqdi ala al-muslimin. So your heart must be sound and clean and free from having a malice in your heart for any person. And a very, very, very powerful means of waking up for tahajjud salat, and that is something that a person has to inculcate within him. And that is what we are trying to aspire and trying to get our lives, and especially the month of Ramadan,
is this genuine love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hubbullah. And if we have that strong iman, the quwwat, the power of iman, then automatically this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how the slave girl, she said, I've got another master, Rabbul Alameen. I need to be engaged in ibadat to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This quwwat of the iman within the person, this powerful iman that he has, this spurs the person to go forward and to engage in tahajjud salah. Ulama have mentioned that tahajjud, this is sihamul layl, it is the arrows of the night. There was a certain king, and he would go with his courtiers at the bank of a certain river, very close to his palace, and they would entertain themselves with singing girls, wine, and other evils of the day. It was the same time when Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali was living. And he was not living far away from there. Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali had his group of people, the pious, you know, his Murideen. And they were not sitting very far away from where the king's palace was. And they used to be reciting Quran, making dhikr. But the sound of this music would come from the palace and it would become unbearable for them. And one day, the king had seen them sitting there, so he sent a servant to go check, why are they sitting there, what's happening? So the servant comes, and he asks, what do you want? So Ibn Yasar Rahmatullahi, he replied, he says, say to your master, this is Hasan Basri Rahmatullahi, he said, say to your master, that he should immediately put a stop to these sinful actions, this music and the singing girls, or else we will fight it. Servant returned to inform the king. He said, how do they propose to fight me when I have such a huge army? I've got thousands of soldiers. What are they talking about? So the servant goes back. He relays a message of the king to Hasan Basri and Mathur Ali and the others, and the pious people there. So he replied, he said, we will fight the king with the arrows of the night. We will fight the king with the arrows of the night, with our tahajjud salah. The messenger asked him, what are the arrows of the night? It's raising of the hands in dua to Allah Ta'ala at night. After tahajjud salah, the person raises his hand and he makes dua. When the king was informed of this, immediately he stopped his evil and he said, we can never overpower such men. So respected friends and elders, crying out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and performing this tahajjud salah, even though it's optional, during the darkness of the night, what does it do? It brings the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings it qurb. It protects the person from sins. It wipes out the sins of the person. It gives him that ruhani strength, that special strength. So let us make sure, inshallah, that we try our level best. We have two or three nights left and practice Seri time. We are waking up to have Seri. Just it'll take us 5 minutes only, 5 minutes more, inshallah. In that 5 minutes, if we engage in tahajjud salah, inshallah, we will see the benefit of this. May Allah Ta'ala make me amongst the tahajjud guzar. May Allah make all of you amongst the tahajjud guzar, like how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala used to do. Ulama, they are so kind and they've explained. And I would say, let's do this as a start. For those of us who are finding difficult to read the tahajjud salat, okay, Ramadan may be a bit easier. But out of Ramadan, ulama and mashayikh have mentioned that when you read your Isha salat, after your farz of Isha, we read, after the four farz, we're reading two sunnat of Isha. So after the two sunnat mu'akkada of Isha, we read two nafil. Before the three witr. In the two nafil that we're reading, make the niyat of tahajjud. Read the two nafil with the niyat of tahajjud. Inshallah, inshallah, you'll be still recorded as amongst those who read tahajjud salah. So this is the first step. Of course, if a person then wakes up at night, then he can read more rakats, by all means. Doesn't mean if you read tahajjud two rakats already now you can't read more. You can read many more rakats. But at least in this way you have secured tahajjud for the night. It's a very, very easy way. Nobody can have any excuse now. So say, you must start. So at least start here. Then inshallah, let's make an effort. Now Fajr is late. Okay, Ramadan, we are waking a bit early, but generally now this season of winter, of Fajr Salat is much later. So if we have inshallah, we should make the himmat and wake up for the Hajj Salah and initially start with two rakats only. Two rakats. And if you read a short surah, also read the short surah. Then as you start enjoying it, inshallah you increase from two rakats to four rakats and lengthen the rakats. Enjoy the sajda. Enjoy the dua after tahajjud. Inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give all of us a tawfiq of being amongst those who are tahajjud guzar. And don't forget the great virtue. Inshallah we will see Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in Jannat because of the tahajjud salat we read in this world. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah we'll make dua. As I mentioned, we'll just have this only this session tonight because now we should prepare for tomorrow. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to always say, we should take some rest today, and especially those of us who want to catch up with more tilawat, we should try and make some tilawat. And tonight I will make a special request. Of course, it's not compulsory at all. Make a special request. Let us try and read two rakats tahajjud after this program, once the dua is finished, before we go to sleep, just two rakats, and read it and enjoy the two rakat salat. And after that, let us make dua, our own dua, and make dua for the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially what's happening in the world now, we all are well aware of what's happening, and we want this bala to be removed. So all of us, inshallah, the arrows of the night, don't forget that, we've got it by us now, so let us make the dua, inshallah, after we read two rakat tahajjud salat. Now we engage in collective dua, then you read your two rakat tahajjud, or four rakat, whatever you wish to read, and just few minutes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا الله give us a tawfiq of reading tahajjud salat every day of our life, يا الله. Every night, يا الله. Give us a tawfiq of reading tahajjud. Don't snatch away this ni'mat, يا الله, from us, يا الله. Allah, and make us enjoy our tahajjud salat, يا الله. يا الله, give us that halawat and that lazzat, that sweetness of tahajjud salat, يا الله. The sweetness of talking to you and conversing with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, and begging from you, my Allah, and repenting for our sins, my Allah, and seeking your pardon, my Allah, and asking you to remove our difficulties, and asking you to fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the dead of the night, when everything is so quiet and serene, my Allah, Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of emulating this great sunnah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum toh bikhari ban ke aaye hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are true, genuine beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us miss you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we did not get you in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we will be loses in this world and the hereafter, my Allah. That will be a great loss for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us leave this world without getting the sweetness of your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr, you gave us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have tawheed in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we firmly believe, Ya Allah, that you are one, my Allah. You've got no partners, my Allah. La sharika lak, Ya Allah, you've got no partners whatsoever, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other ma'bud, no other deity worthy of being worshipped, Ya Allah, besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. La ilaha illa Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr you gave us iman. And we're making shukr, Ya Allah, you made us in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And Ya Allah, we are saying Muhammadur Rasulullah, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your messenger, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have made us an ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you have given us beshumar ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us food to eat, you have given us water to drink, clothing, shelter, homes. Ya Allah, you have given us cars. You have given us such comfort, such luxury, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot even truly show our shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so much, so much, so much, so much, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, in our simple words, Ya Allah, in our simple broken words, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Those ni'mat that we are aware of, even those that we have forgotten, my Allah. And those which we are not even mindful of that we are enjoying, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single moment we are breathing in this air, oxygen, my Allah. Ya Allah, it doesn't even strike us that we are breathing in this air, Ya Allah. If you wish, you could have changed the content, Ya Allah, in the air. And Ya Allah, you could have made the oxygen less and we could have all been dead, my Allah. My Allah, out of your kindness, you're not even charging us a cent, my Allah, for breathing in this air, my Allah. Oh, Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, you have provided so many things on our table, my Allah. Ya Allah, still we are ungrateful, my Allah. Still we're looking for more and more type of food and different types of food, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those who are content, my Allah. Make us be amongst those who are shakirin and zakirin. Make us be amongst those who have a simple life, my Allah. Make us be amongst those who have zuhud in our life and qanaat in our lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be immersed and absorbed and consumed by the glitter and glamour of this world, may Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become consumed by the greed of this, for greed in this world, may Allah. Don't make us suffer avarice in our hearts, may Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become greedy for dunya and chase and hanker after dunya, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us understand that this dunya is not even equal in your eyes to this wing of a mosquito, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare for akhirat, my Allah. Help us to prepare for the life after maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, when maut comes to us, Ya Allah, let us leave this world with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on our tongues, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for us in the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we are placed in the qabr, my Allah, let the qabr say from all the people in the world, I loved you the most, and now I will entertain you, and the qabr expands as far as a person can see, my Allah. And it goes far and far, and it expands, Ya Allah, until the window from Jannat is open and a cool breeze comes into this qabr of the person, and the person then begins to enjoy the provisions of Jannat in his qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be that the qabr says from all the people in the world, I hated you the most. Now you shall see how I shall entertain you. And the qabr closes upon the person until his ribs are crushed, my Allah. And then pythons and snakes and scorpions are set upon him. And they begin to bite him and he is screaming and yelling. But no person can avail him. No person can help, my Allah. Nobody can hear him, my Allah. And the angels smite him with hammers, my Allah. And he is screaming and he's screaming. And he's getting azab till the day of Qiyamah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, protect us from the azab of the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it be such that when we go into the qabr, my Allah, when Munkar and Nakir come to ask us, Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Hadha Rajul, Ya Allah, with a smile on our face, my Allah, with such ease, my Allah, let us give the correct answers, my Allah, and the angels must be happy and we must pass the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard how Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, he would cry by the qabr, and people ask him, why are you crying? And he said that his beard would become drenched with his tears. He said, this is the first station of the akhirat. If I pass here, then I will pass the remaining stations. But if I fail in the qabr, then I've got no hope for the remaining part on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, protect us. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of Jahannam. Protect us from the horrors of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, when people will be running to and fro and screaming and yelling and shouting, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you to keep us under your shade, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade but your shade, my Allah.
اے مالک کریم ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ فرگیو اس ناؤ مائی اللہ. اف یو ہیو ناٹ فرگیون اس از یٹ مائی اللہ دی انٹائر رمضان ٹل ناؤ یو ہیو ناٹ فرگیون اس مائی اللہ. یا اللہ وی آر بیگنگ یو اگین مائی اللہ. یا اللہ وی آر بیگنگ یو بیسیچنگ یو مائی اللہ. یا اللہ لک ایٹ اس ود ا مرسیفل گلانس مائی اللہ. وی آر سٹنگ ایٹ یور ڈور اسٹیپ مائی اللہ. یا اللہ we are sincere, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. Look into us, our hearts, my Allah. Allah, nadini ham sharminda. Forgive us, my Allah. We have done wrong. We are confessed, we acknowledge, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make iqrar, my Allah. We are sinners, my Allah. We disobeyed you, my Allah. We have realized that there is no other escape but to come back to you, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. You have mentioned in the Quran, ma yaf'alullahu bi'adabikum in shakartum wa amantum. How will Allah gain in punishing you if you make shukr and you have iman in Allah? Ya Allah, we have iman in you through your fadl and karam. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you for every ni'mat you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are beseeching you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, my Allah, forgive all of us, especially those brothers and sisters who have raised their hands now. Ya Allah, forgive us all our past sins, my Allah. Our major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah, amadan, khatan, my Allah. Ya Allah, those mountains of gunas that have become so heavy on our shoulders, my Allah. Ya Allah, let all those mountains be completely disappeared, my Allah. Let your flood of maghfirat and rahmat and ya Allah, forgiveness, ya Allah, wipe out all those sins completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mort. Mort in Madinah Sharif. Ya Allah, grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us how they go through what? From our beloved Nabiya Kareem's own. Ya Allah, we are waiting to see our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let him be happy with us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we are repeatedly asking you to save us from the fitnas, from the trials of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know when he's going to appear. Ya Allah, you know best, my Allah, when Qiyamah is going to take place, when all these signs of Qiyamah will take place. But my Allah, from what we have read in the books of Ahadith, my Allah. Ya Allah, the minor signs all have come already, my Allah. Ya Allah, and different things happening so quickly in the world, my Allah. So much of fitan has started, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, ya Allah. If the Dajjal appears, my Allah, make us be with the believers, make us have a strong iman, make us be believers, kamil believers, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us be firm and steadfast on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Don't make us lose our iman, my Allah. Don't make us lose our iman, my Allah. Protect us, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our dhurriyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people who are battling. They've got no food to eat, my Allah, in African countries, even our countries, in the location, my Allah, the indigenous, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us deen, you have given us iman. We haven't even taken this deen to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people who are assisting them, but Ya Allah, give all of us tawfiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially in this country, to help all of these people, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are your makhluk, my Allah. So many don't even have clean water to drink, my Allah. And we have got so much, Ya Allah, to spoil our children and grandchildren, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the Musliman community, Ya Allah, the shu'ur and ihsas and jazba and fervor and tawfiq, Ya Allah, of being generous, my Allah, and helping, Ya Allah, different people in different parts of the world solely for your pleasure, my Allah. Help us to give sadaqat and khairat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties completely, my Allah. Remove every person's difficulty. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. And Ya Allah, we are begging you to give us Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. If Laylatul Qadr has already taken place, Ya Allah, make it be such that we have already got the benefit of Laylatul Qadr. Don't make it be said that we missed out, my Allah. And Laylatul Qadr is tonight and grant it to us tonight. Allah, if it is tomorrow night and grant it is tomorrow. Whenever it is going to take place, if it hasn't taken place as yet, my Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Don't make it be such that we feel lazy and we fall off to sleep and we don't make any ibadah, my Allah. اللہ ہم تو بہت کمزور ہیں, اللہ we cannot do like صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم اجمعین سلف الصالحین, they will stand up for hours and hours and end. Oh نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم the whole night, my Allah. His feet will become swollen, my Allah. Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. ہم تو بہت کمزور ہیں, ہم تو نالائق ہیں, Allah. You know our condition, my Allah. Overlook us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. We are begging you for hidayat, my Allah. We are begging you for hidayat, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, all those who are sick, my Allah, there are so many who phone, who message, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are not well, my Allah, either at home or hospital, my Allah. Grant each one of them complete shifa, and all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. يا الله make our children become the coolness of our eyes. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يا الله accept all the programs that we are having, يا الله make it be solely for your pleasure with إخلاص and مقبولية. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.